Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 46 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Ellen Barnett.
Kentucky is one of only 14 states that do not currently provide rights to victims.
Kentucky voters will decide if crime victims will get new constitutional rights.
An Elliottville man was found guilty of manslaughter.
Several Kentucky schools have received threats in the wake of Tuesday's shooting at Marshall County High School.
The U.S. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development is in Kentucky today.
A bill clarifying the use of commissary profits in Kentucky jails has passed the State House.
In sports, Moorhead State plays a doubleheader at Murray tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Clear skies tonight with lows around freezing. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
An Elliottville man accused of shooting his daughter's boyfriend in the back could serve 10 years in prison. 61-year-old Teddy Johnson was accused of murdering 24-year-old Jimmy Adkins of Emerson in August of 2016. The two were reportedly involved in a domestic argument which led to Adkins' death. A Rowan County jury deliberated until 11 p.m. last night before deciding to find Johnson guilty of the lesser charge of second-degree manslaughter, which is a Class A felony, rather a Class C felony. The jury debated the sentencing phase of the trial today and recommended that he receive the harshest sentence allowed for the charge. Judge Beth Mays will sentence Johnson on February 6th.
A 15-year-old accused of killing two students and wounding multiple others in a Kentucky high school shooting was scheduled to make a court appearance in a closed proceeding today in Marshall County. Tracy Watwood is an investigator with the Marshall County Attorney's Office. She says the initial hearing was scheduled in juvenile court, which is closed to the public. Assistant Marshall County Attorney Jason Darnall said Wednesday that Kentucky law requires a probable cause and detention hearing to be held within 48 hours of apprehension. The shooting occurred on Tuesday. As the process unfolds, he says prosecutors have begun the process of seeking permission to try the teen as an adult. The suspect faces preliminary charges of murder and assault while police investigate what might have prompted the mass shooting at Marshall County High School.
Schools around the state have seen threats circulating. School officials say they discovered a threat at Floyd Central High School through social media late last night. According to WYMT, local law enforcement is investigating and decided it was safe for students to attend school today. There's no confirmed threat, but the school has additional safety procedures in place. The alleged student the threat was directed toward was not in school on Thursday and will not go back until the investigation is over. A release from the Floyd County Board of Education says, quote, "As always, our students' safety is the main priority of Floyd County schools. All policies and procedures were followed." According to LAX 18, LaRue County School released a statement today saying a high school student made a threatening statement on Wednesday, stemming from a conversation about the situation in Marshall County. A similar situation happened the same day in Henry County Public Schools.
A Greenup teenager on probation for her role in the 2015 death of Maddie Conley has once again avoided jail time after four counts of violating parole. 19-year-old Kelly Dummett was taken into custody earlier this month after failing to cooperate with her plea deal, which included consuming alcohol and entering a place where alcohol is sold as a primary commodity. Dummett was given a 7-year pretrial diversion when she pled guilty to reckless homicide and other felonies in 2015. Dummett was in court today, where it was decided that she will serve only 90 days in jail for contempt.
Two people are dead after a car crash in Breathitt County in a creek this morning. Police tell WKYT they got the call around 10 a.m. They said the car was driving east on Kentucky 30 near Jackson when it crashed into Quicksand Creek. Officials say they do not yet know the cause of the crash, and the names of the victims have not been released.
A Greenup sheriff's deputy has resigned after being accused of public intoxication. Brian Courtney has the story.
Deputy Randy Riggs of Ashland was arrested Saturday after an altercation at the Fraternal Order of Eagles on Carter Avenue. According to the Daily Independent, Greenup County Sheriff Keith Cooper said Riggs came into the office Wednesday and the two reached a mutual agreement for him to resign. Prior to the resignation, Cooper had Riggs on leave to investigate the incident. The citation noted that Riggs was acting belligerent, annoying bystanders, and smelled strongly of alcohol. Riggs is scheduled for an arraignment in Boyd County District Court January 29th at 9 a.m. Reporting for WMKY, I'm Brian Courtney.
A Winchester man has been arrested for allegedly shooting his neighbor's dog with a pellet gun. WKYT reports the dog's owner accused 67-year-old Greg Groen of shooting the dog while driving past in his car. The pellet reportedly did not penetrate the dog's skin, but left some bruising on the animal's left hind quarters. The neighbor says Groen had threatened the dog several times in the past. Groen was arrested on Tuesday and charged with animal torture.
An elderly woman who had her hot dog stand stolen in Prestonsburg. She had her hot dog stand stolen in Prestonsburg. 70-year-old Becky Cuss lives in the Water Gap area, and she tells WSAZ she woke up to a mess in her front yard on Tuesday.
My fence was tore down, and my little hand truck that pulls my trailers around was out in the middle of the road, and I went, what has happened?
Cuss's property was returned to her after it was found at another crime on Dodson Branch Road. Police believe the crimes were committed somewhere between 10 p.m. on Monday and 5:45 p.m. on Tuesday. Any information about the crimes or the culprit should be reported to the police at 606-886-6171.
We'll have more of your region's headlines after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can easily be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, cards, locally made crafts, and now a complete yarn shop. A community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. The Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop and Coffee Tree Books are open Monday through Saturday, online, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Kentucky voters will decide whether to add victims' rights to the state constitution. The House voted in favor of Marcy's Law yesterday. The bill increases the rights of crime victims and their families, including the right to be present at hearings, the right to notice of court proceedings, and the right to be heard at pleas and other proceedings. Representative John Blanton introduced the bill.
Kentucky is one of only 14 states that do not currently provide constitutional-level rights to victims. This is unacceptable, and we must change that.
Kentucky voters will decide whether to adopt Marcy's Law as a constitutional amendment when it goes on the ballot in November.
The U.S. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development is in Kentucky today to meet with homeless nonprofit organization leaders and the people they serve across the state. WUKY's Karen Czar reports.
Secretary Ben Carson stopped at the Lexington Hope Center Thursday morning and met one-on-one with men who have struggled with opioid addiction and are in recovery. Carson said understanding that addiction is a disease has helped those that continue to struggle and their loved ones who try to help them heal. Carson hopes an app that's being developed by HUD that marries needs with resources will help.
So often, the need and the resources are sitting right next door to each other, but they don't know it. And it goes back to what I was saying before about the fact that there's so much good in our society, and so many people who want to be mentors, but they don't know what the mechanism is of becoming a mentor. We're going to clarify that, make that easy for people to understand.
Carson said there are organizations willing to help with child care, job training, and placement. He believes public-private partnerships are keys to solving the drug epidemic across the country. Earlier this year, HUD provided more than $2 billion to fund homeless prevention efforts. Carson says the number of homeless who are addicted to opioids continues to grow. Reporting from Lexington, I'm Karen Czar.
At a joint news conference inside the governor's mansion yesterday, U.S. Health and Human Services Acting Secretary Eric Hargan said he and Governor Matt Bevin want Medicaid to be a pathway out of poverty, not just an insurance card. Kentucky was the first state to get federal approval for a controversial rule requiring able-bodied adults to work or be otherwise involved in the community in order to qualify for Medicaid. Bevins tells WKYT Kentucky can be a model for the nation in making that happen.
We are of kindred spirit as it relates to the desire to get hundreds of thousands and arguably millions across America of people re-engaged in the American dream.
A lawsuit was filed Wednesday against the federal government for approving the change, which could derail Bevins' plan for Kentucky.
A bill concerning the use of commissary profits in Kentucky jails has won unanimous approval in the House. Sponsored by Grayson Representative Jill York, House Bill 92 clarifies how jails can use commissary money to enhance safety and security. Carter County jailer R.W. Boggs believes items such as body scanners would be an important asset to local communities.
You know, this could benefit, you know, KSB, the local sheriff's department, the city police. It's just one more tool available for law enforcement to, you know, keep deputies safe, keep inmates safe, and keep the jail clean, because that's, you know, it's a 24/7 operation, just, you know, to make sure that nobody's bringing stuff in. You know, at any given time, you know, you'll have 100 people, you know, inside a jail that are actively addicted to drugs, and, you know, it's a goal to try to get it in.
The bill now heads to the Senate.
The Kentucky Public Service Commission will hold an emergency hearing to discuss proposed rate increases for a troubled Kentucky water district. WYMT reports the Friday morning hearing in Frankfort will discuss the proposed 49.5% increase in rates for Martin County Water District customers, announced earlier this month. The water district began shutting off water services every night in the second week of January, but around 1,000 people in Martin County were left without running water altogether for several days this month. Customers have also complained about persistent low water pressure and dirty water. The Eastern Kentucky Water District has blamed the problem on a decrease in customers and the corresponding loss in revenue for infrastructure repairs. Customers opposed to the rate increase can write to the Public Service Commission.
Officials with the state's Department for Public Health say this season's flu can be extremely dangerous. According to WKYT, Kentucky is in its sixth consecutive week of flu activity, which is the highest level given by health officials. There have already been 65 flu-related deaths in this season alone. Clarence Sullivan owns a pharmacy in Lexington. He says it's probably the worst we have seen in 10 years.
Looks like that it could go on another 6 to 8 weeks before it finally starts tapering down. You know, it could get really bad.
The majority of deaths are coming from influenza. Health officials say it's not too late to get influenza A. Health officials say it's not too late to get a flu shot, and that this strain of influenza isn't only dangerous to infants and elderly people, but also to generally healthy Kentuckians.
An accident involving the Clark County Animal Shelter transportation van has the shelter asking for donations. The van has transported almost 4,500 animals and brought them to shelters with low number adoptable pets since December of 2011. According to WKYT, there are currently 25 dogs and 30 cats at the shelter that need homes. Without the van, they can't continue to transfer these pets. Ernie Sammons is the treasurer of Friends of Clark County Animal Shelter. He says there aren't many options when it comes to these animals.
When it's overcrowded, we have no choice. It's just practical. We have to euthanize these animals. People see these animals going to loving homes in areas that have had successful spay and neuter programs.
The animal shelter says donations will go toward a new van so they can continue their mission of saving animals. Donations can be made at clarkshelter.org/donate.
The city of Grayson may be getting an update to its personnel policy. WMKY's Cody Robinson has the details.
Grayson City Council held a workshop last Thursday to discuss personnel policy and how it could be changed for the better. Officials looked at recommendations from the Kentucky League of Cities to see what could be applicable to Grayson. City Attorney Jason Greer is interested in directly adopting the KLC's guidelines regarding discrimination in hiring, which would acknowledge the protection of sexual orientation and gender identity. Other topics of discussion included Grayson's drug policy and the executive authority of the mayor. City Council members will hold another special session to decide which policies to adopt. This is Cody Robinson with WMKY News.
Taking a look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening area tonight, clear skies with lows around 27 degrees. On Friday, sunny skies with highs near 57. Friday night will be partly cloudy with lows around 41. There's an 80% chance of showers on your Saturday, mainly after noon, highs near 55 with some wind gusts as high as 15 miles per hour. On Saturday night, some showers mainly before 3 a.m. and lows around 41 degrees. Taking a look at temperatures around the region, it is currently 44 degrees in Flemingsburg, 45 in Ashland, 47 in Winchester, 46 in Inez, and it's currently sitting at 46 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State University.
On our feature segment today, a summer program at Morehead State University is accepting applications. WMKY's Brian Courtney has the story.
The Upward Bound program at MSU is seeking applicants for morning and afternoon instructors for its summer academy.
It's part-time. Everybody has a training on May 1st, and that's where they get their handbooks, and we tell them all the different processes of working with us. And the instructors will work from June 11th through July 6th. So it's only 4 weeks, but it pays pretty good.
Associate Director Matthew Hyden says instructors will teach a variety of subjects.
We're looking for two different types of instructors. We're looking for morning instructors who can teach in math, science, or English. And then we're looking for elective instructors who can teach pretty much anything, and it doesn't have to necessarily be in their academic discipline. If it's somebody who, for example, was a sociology major, but they had experience doing drones and programming, they could do drones and programming.
The program is also looking to fill resident hall positions for the summer.
We're looking for residence hall supervisors. You would be supervising a floor in the residence hall. So if you have some sort of an RA experience or a student director experience or management experience, that's preferred, but it's not required.
In addition to supervisors, the program is seeking resident advisors to act as camp counselors for student residents. The deadline for applications is March 9th. Applications and specific pay details can be found online at jobs.morehead-ub.org. Brian Courtney, WMKY News.
It's 4:48 and 46 degrees here on the lovely campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Ellen Barnett, and we're happy to have you tuned in with us on this Thursday afternoon. Braxton Howard has sports in 30 seconds.
Support for MSPR comes from the Innovation Launchpad at Morehead State University. The Innovation Launchpad provides education, collaboration, and infrastructure for new or startup businesses with consulting services, financial planning, workstations, meeting, and conference rooms. Located at 149 East Main Street in Morehead, the Innovation Launchpad seeks innovative visionaries who want to start or grow their company, facilitate partnerships, and create jobs. More information at morehedstate.edu/innovation.
Good afternoon for WMKY Sports. Braxton Howard, the Morehead State women's basketball team is in action at Murray State. Currently at the half, MSU leads 41-32. Ariel McKee leads the way for Morehead with 13 points and 5 rebounds. Coach Greg Todd predicted a tough game for his Eagles against what he calls a dangerous team.
A very talented team, a change coaches, and I think Coach Turner is really starting to put their team together well. I probably have the best player in the league, Keyshawn James, and she's very dangerous at home, and they have a lot of long athletic shooters, and they'll be tough. They had a little bit of a rough start. I think sometimes with transition of new coach, it's a little tougher, but they're definitely got it going now.
MSU heads to Nashville after the game to battle Austin Peay on Saturday. The Morehead State men are also at Murray tonight for a battle with the Racers at 7. With the large crowd expected on hand for the game, Coach Preston Spradlin isn't worried about how his team will perform in front of a hostile environment after playing road games at Kentucky, Butler, Xavier, and Virginia Tech earlier this year.
You play those games for a reason, so that when you get into league play and the games mean all that more when you're fighting for seeding and fighting for positions on that on those standings, that you're ready for it. You're battle tested, and so it'll be a fun environment. You know, I tell other coaches, hey man, I don't want to come to your place when there's no fans, there's no students there. So don't try to come here when we don't have any, because let's have some fun, man. It's college basketball. My kids deserve and your kids deserve to play in front of a great crowd. So our guys are excited about it. They're looking forward to it.
MSU has only beaten the Racers twice in the last 31 trips to Murray. Tonight's game can be seen on ESPNU. The Kentucky basketball team hopes to build off of Tuesday's win over Mississippi State when they visit number 7 West Virginia Saturday as part of the Big Ten SEC Challenge. Freshman Jared Vanderbilt, who has played in just 3 games this season after suffering an offseason ankle injury, has played better with each passing game. Coach John Calipari says he's been impressed with Vanderbilt, but is still trying to figure things out.
I'm going to meet with him and just say, what do you want me to do to get you involved offensively? What are you comfortable doing? Because we just got to, he had 7 rebounds in 11 minutes. Guys, he's got to play. But we got to get him comfortable where he's playing. You know, again, we haven't figured him out yet, but I'm going to meet with him and spend some time with him and try to get better at what I'm doing to get him involved offensively so he can stay on the court.
Saturday's game in Morgantown will be the first meeting between the two programs since the Sweet 16 and the 2015 NCAA tournament, when Kentucky beat the Mountaineers 78-39. The Round County girls basketball team is at home tonight to welcome in Russell to Warren Cooper Gymnasium. The Lady Vikings will be looking to add to its 5-game winning streak against what head coach Ed Jones calls the top 4 team in the region.
There's no question they're one of those 4 teams that's up there with the bar set high. So we want to see how far we've come, how much we've improved, and Russell gives us that opportunity. We still have Ashland and Boyd County down the road.
Round County is 10-6 on the year, while Russell is 12-6. The 16th Region Boys All-A winner Raceland fell in the first round of the All-A State Tournament today to Louisville Collegiate 53-39. However, West Carter has advanced on the girls' side of the tournament after beating Greene County 47-44 yesterday. They move on to play Edmondson County tomorrow morning at 11:30. The XFL is coming back. WWE founder and chairman Vince McMahon announced Thursday he's giving a professional football league another go. McMahon says the new 8-team league will take input from fans to what they want to see in a football game.
The new XFL will be fan-centric, with all the things you like to see and less of the things you don't. And no doubt, a lot of innovations along the way. We will present a shorter, faster-paced, family-friendly, and easier-to-understand game. Don't get me wrong, it's still football, but it's professional football reimagined.
The league is slated to start in January of 2020. The Cincinnati Reds were in Moorhead today as part of their Reds Caravan Tour. The tour is making stops all over Kentucky, and manager Brian Price says he thinks it's important to get out and interact with the Reds faithful.
When you're winning, you kind of anticipate that your fans are going to be with you. I think it's important for us, when we're asking our fans to go through a transition, to take a step back and play younger players and lose more games and really not be in playoff contention, it's important that we make ourselves available to answer the tough questions and let our fan base know that we expect to be much, much better, and we appreciate people hanging in with us.
The Reds pitchers and catchers report to Goodyear for spring training on February the 13th. The Morehead State baseball team gets official preseason work underway tomorrow. After finishing 2017 with a 36-23 record, MSU has been picked by many to win the OVC in 2018. Coach Mike McGuire doesn't disagree.
I like our club. We got a chance to be really good. You know, we've got to get better. We got to work and prepare. I mean, we're inside a month now from opening up, and got to get better. We've got to make progress. Our pitchers got to develop pitch count and so forth. You know, this team has a very high ceiling. I'd like to see us hit that ceiling. If we hit that ceiling, it could be a pretty special team.
MSU starts the season on February the 16th in a tournament against UMass Lowell. Finally, in sports, preseason practices are underway for the Morehead State softball team. With the regular season fast approaching, head coach David Williams says he wants to see his team spend as much time on the field as possible.
We're getting some things done. We're kind of ahead of schedule in some areas. Want to get outside a little bit more and get some more on the field time. But so far, so good. And with anything, obviously, the more live experiences we can get, the better.
The softball Eagles get the season started on February the 9th at the Mercer Invitational. MSU will start the weekend facing off against Central Michigan at 10 a.m. That's sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
For MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Eagle basketball hosts Tennessee State for a doubleheader on Thursday, February 1st. The women's game begins at 5:15 p.m. and the men tip off at 7:30. Tickets and information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at a record high on the back of stronger-than-expected quarterly results from Caterpillar and 3M. And the Dow Industrials at the close had a gain of 140.67 at 26,392.79. The broader market not as strong. The S&P 500 was up 1.71 at 2839.25, and the NASDAQ Composite was actually down 3.89, finishing at 7411.16. The dollar index reversed losses and actually traded higher by about 0.1%, and shares of Caterpillar finished up today at 0.6%, while 3M was up almost 2%. And Celgene and McCormick also reported better-than-expected quarterly earnings and sales. McCormick soared today as it was up 5%, while Celgene finished with a gain of 1.25%. Overseas, stocks in Europe were actually weak as the Stock 600 index finished with a loss of 0.5%. In the Far East, stocks were also down. The Nikkei was down 1.125%, and the Hang Seng index in Hong Kong was down 0.9%. In the commodities markets, oil backed off 0.5%, finishing at $65.25 a barrel, and gold was down 0.625% at $1,347.70 an ounce. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Boeing and 3M, while the worst performers were Apple and GE. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Varian Medical Systems and Eversource Energy, and the worst performers were Newell Brands and Range Resources. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up $1.29 at $75.74, CSX down 73 cents at $56.14, AEP up $1.21 at $69.69, AK Steel was unchanged at $6.28, Marathon Petroleum down 52 cents at $71.07, and Anthem was down $1.59, finishing at $251.40. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Papa John's Pizza in the Patrick Center, Moorhead. Papa John's made-to-order specialty pizzas include spicy Italian, Tuscan six cheese, Mediterranean veggie, spinach Alfredo, and Hawaiian barbecue chicken. Side items include garlic parmesan breadsticks, cheese sticks, chicken wings, and poppers. Desserts include chocolate chip cookies and double chocolate chip brownies. For pickup or delivery in Moorhead and Round County, Papa John's can be reached at 784-3551. Or online at papajohns.com.
Taking one last look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening area tonight. Clear skies with lows around 27 degrees. On Friday, sunny with highs near 57. Friday night will be partly cloudy with lows around 41. There's an 80% chance of showers on your Saturday, mainly after noon. Highs near 55, some wind gusts as high as 15 miles per hour. Showers on Saturday night, mainly before 3 a.m., lows around 41. And on Sunday, there's a 40% chance of showers, mainly before 9 a.m., mostly sunny with highs near 52 degrees. Looking at temperatures around the region, it's currently 44 degrees in Flemingsburg, 45 in Ashland, 47 in Winchester, and it's 46 degrees in Inez, and here on the campus of Moorhead State University.
The Moorhead State Jazz faculty will present a recital at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday, January 30th. The concert takes place in the Duncan Recital Hall of the Baird Music Building at Moorhead State University. Admission is free, and the public is invited. That's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Mraz, Arlo Barnett, Kenzie Thompson, Sean Delaney, Tilden Johnson, Cody Robinson, Braxton Howard, Craig Jenkins, and Paul Hitchcock. WUKY's Karen Czar and Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke. Our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Brian Courtney. This is Moorhead State Public Radio. WMKY Moorhead and translator W202 BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Ellen Barnett and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.